Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Shenanigans. We have a fun episode. I've got my co-host, Jamie Lynn, back in the house. How are you?
I am doing so well. I'm so happy to be back in LA.
Yes.
I've just been in OC for so long, and I'm just coming up to LA now to do these podcasts, and it's so nice that you're actually bringing me out and doing things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and next week, I'm actually going to meet you in Orange County, and we're going to do a podcast from there.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
We're doing a fun one next week with David Meltzer, who's this motivational speaker I had on the podcast before. I'm looking forward to that. But for today, I have actress, comedian, podcast host, and New York Times best-selling author, Heather McDonald. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you, girls.
Good to see you. I'm so excited for you to do my show. I've done yours.
Yes.
And I know there were some issues with where my show was at before. So now...
I know, you were so cute because you, when it started, you're like, and you'll have to do mine. And I remember I wrote you and I'm like, can I do yours?
Because
I think I've pretty much been banned from that network. And then it was just like, you just didn't respond. And then I'd like see you at a bit. You're like, hey. And I'm like, okay. I don't think I can do hers until she's no longer there. So
yes,
glad to do it now.
Happy to have a new home here at Action Park Media. I'm so excited. I just saw that you were on our other show here, Flashbacks, with Jessica Hall and Heather Rae Young.
That one was really funny because I completely forgot that Jessica and I did the worst shoot ever.
Really?
It was just like a long, awful thing. And then they found like a video of it, like on Facebook. And then somebody that listened, that's a fan of mine, sent it. It's just painful.
But oh my God, I love
we've
that.
We've all been at those horrible shoots early in the careers, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I did, oh my gosh, do you remember the Summer by Bravo campaigns
yes.
that they did back in the day?
Yeah.
My first one, it was myself, Jax, and Stassi. This was like right after season one. My whole cast hates me. I had never watched any other shows on Bravo. They were so nice. Heather from OC.
Heather Dubrow, yeah.
Yes, she was there. Candy Burris. And so I became friends with them, followed them, and like still to this day now I'm like, oh yeah, I love you, I got your back, because they were just so sweet and welcoming to me when it was just such an uncomfortable
well what was so bad
set.
About the shoot
Jax, Stassi, and I get in like a huge screaming fight like at lunch, like it was like borderline like food throwing,
even with no cameras.
And then the $1 million listing guys are sitting over there, they're like, this is why their show got picked up. Yeah, so
oh my God.
But the commercial came out great. It was fun.
I totally remember those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those good times. Good times back in the day.
Yeah.
So I have a fun Bravo game that Jamie prepared. We're going to strand you on a deserted island.
Okay.
And you get to pick 5 housewives to bring with you of all franchises.
Now, do they all have to be currently employed?
No. Can be past or present.
Okay. And I have 5.
You can have 5. And you have to say why.
Okay. I am going to pick Jill Zarin. We are real friends.
Yes, I love
and
her.
I stayed, the last time I performed stand-up, I stayed at her place out towards Boca Raton and Palm Beach. So she is really fun to hang out with, and she's very resourceful. So, like, she would work some deal to have a shipment of stuff come to the island.
Carpets.
She would know somebody. She'd have her carpets, but she'd also have, like, I know this guy. You know what? Oh, my God, you're going to freaking die. Okay, we're getting a private chef. He's making lobster tails for us, you know. So, like, definitely her. Let's see. Who else do I just like to just chill? Well, I mean, some of them I know. Denise Richards.
Yes.
I loved when she came on my show, and I just think she's really funny, and she likes to drink, and she's down to earth. And
I love her.
Who knows what might happen when we both get drunk. No, just kidding.
Yeah, Casamigos Reposado. Yeah, I'm like, that's my drink. I love this.
Hopefully she would pack that in her one bag if we're stranded.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Okay, well, now if I've got Denise, I don't want fighting, so I might have to. That might be it for, Sutton.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had Sutton on my show, and first of all, she's cool. She wouldn't fight with Denise. And again, I think, like, there's a lot about her life and stories that we haven't heard.
Yeah.
So if we're stuck on an island, I need to know, you know, tell me about the last 49 years before you got on this show.
I wasn't crazy about her in the first episode, and then she grew on me so much. I really like her.
Let's see. Oh, Marge. Marge from New Jersey.
Yeah. Yes.
Love her. She's really sweet. Okay, and I've got one
spot remaining.
Let's see. New Jersey, New York. Oh, Luann.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Luann. I really like Luann. She's done my show a few times. We've hung out a few times. And she's really cool. Not really uncool. She's cool. I mean, she's really cool.
Yeah.
No, she's cool. Like, I think she'd be, you got to think about if you're really stranded, you want people to, you know, help build a hut or whatever. But you also want people to give you some real juicy stories
right.
and not, like, be guarded. And, like, so I think that's a good group.
I like that.
Yes.
Good group.
That's nice. Marge had my favorite line ever. Like in
which
any,
was it?
Your husband's in the pool.
Yes, because they pushed Danielle Staub's husband at the time in the pool. And then she's like, what's going on? And Marge's like, your husband's in the pool. And walks by. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
I love that.
All Do you right. know your five?
My five. Ooh. I would definitely say Denise Richards.
Uh-huh.
Just because she's so much fun. Like, oh, I love her. Melissa Gorga.
Yes, I love Melissa too. She'd be really cool. And I think she'd be like down to earth and and like help because she's like very mom like. So she'd like help cook stuff.
Definitely. I would also have to have Dolores from New Jersey though.
Oh,
Dolores.
Yes. She would know what to do.
Dolores.
Uh-huh.
She would
That's
take
a good
control.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gretchen Rossi.
Oh, okay.
Because we're like actual friends.
Yes,
and
that's
I think
good. She's fun.
She would bring all the makeup and anything I needed. So I would always look good.
You're not
on the island.
To need makeup on the island.
But I'm just saying if I needed to look pretty. She would have it.
Okay.
She would have the bag, the bikini.
The matching outfits. Yes, definitely would. Yes.
She'd have it all. And then, one more.
There's Dallas, too.
See, There's I don't Potomac. Watch Dallas or do Potomac.
Oh, my God. Potomac's so
but
good.
But I do love Giselle. I did a panel with her at BravoCon.
Yes.
I would bring her just to stare at her.
She's, I know, gorgeous.
Stunning.
And also, she's someone that's, fun.
Yeah.
Fun and to talk to. And she'd have some juicy stories, I think.
Yeah. I just met her for the first time last year. Oh, I'm so sad BravoCon's not going to happen again.
We hung out in BravoCon.
Yes.
That's when I met your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
That made it so fun, like running into you guys. And all of a sudden I was like backstage and hanging out with all of you. And then we went to the concert. There was like a nightclub thing that you guys did.
Me and James.
Yes.
Yes.
You performed.
Yes. Oh, my God. I did.
Oh, my God. That was so fun. And then I'm with all you guys, and I just know some of the Bravo fans were like, what? Heather fucking weasels her way into everything. But I was on that private thing watching you perform.
Yeah,
we were all there.
There was someone randomly, I can't think of who it was, but like from The Bachelor that was like there that night too. And I was like, what are you doing at my party? It was just like, oh, I can't remember who.
God, speaking of stuff that we've, okay, so the last one I could not go to, I was out of town for Lisa Vanderpump's ball that we
the gala,
always go on.
Yeah.
Okay. The year before you were there, and one of like my podcast sponsors is that really, I forgot the name of it, but it's that really cool like digital frame thing. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So right when we got it, my husband loaded up 30 pictures and like plugged it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've never, because this is the kind of person I am, we've never added any more or replaced them, which is the whole point of the thing. It goes around and you are in it.
With who?
Max.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That is too funny.
I will take a photo and when this airs.
Oh, TBD.
I will show you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did say, I go, what's the deal with him? Is he your boyfriend? You're like, that's kind of the way you were even at that thing. So I didn't know what the deal was.
We were dating for sure, but it was so early. Like, I'm not going to date unless it's Brock, which that all happened really quick. But we were also in Bali, like in paradise. So that became serious very quickly. But with Max, we only dated for like 6 weeks. I wouldn't make someone my boyfriend.
When did
the
Apple Watch come? Week what? And was that before or after the Vanderpump Ball?
Okay, the Apple Watch was probably about a month in because we started talking a week before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember I flew to Chicago for...
Oh, we're coming up on yours and Max's anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I flew to Chicago for Halloween. That's how I remember, because the whole flight, I didn't put my phone down. We were texting the whole time. I was like, oh my God, this guy's like so obsessed with me. I'm not used to having a guy obsessed with me. I was used to Adam and Rob. So it felt really good to have someone want me, because I hadn't had that since Shay.
Yeah.
And when I came back, he picked me up at the airport. I got sick in Chicago. He like made me soup and was just like so sweet. And I was like, wow, I thought this was like, you know, this like young guy who was just gonna be like a fuck boy. And he's like really sweet, really into me. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So it progressed quickly because of his actions.
Right.
I didn't want to start dating at all. Like Adam and I got in a huge fight after a Dodgers game, and I went to TomTom to just drink it off and blow off some steam. And that's when we exchanged numbers. And I was like, look, I'm kind of in something that's not a thing, but it is a thing. We're just not saying it's a thing.
Right.
So, like, this is not a good time for me to get into another thing. But I was so pissed off at Adam that I was just like, you know what? Whatever. Fuck it. Let him find out I'm going out with the manager from TomTom. And I did it as a rebound out of spite. And it worked. It really pissed him off.
And was he already cast? Did you already know that he would be filming?
No, no, not at all. So we had just wrapped season 7, and Max had only been working there like maybe 4 months. Like, he was super new. So no one even really knew who he was. We didn't know if we're picked up for another season. I mean, we always are, but then we never know if we are. And it just, in that first month, progressed really quickly. We were going on dates, went to football games, Malibu, Safari Wine, and he was staying over, and I was staying over. And then we had the gala, and it was the week after the gala that I was at the Grove with Brittany, and we walked past the Apple Store to go to Marmalade Cafe, and I was like, okay, tell me not to do this, because I'm thinking about going and getting Max an Apple Watch because he really wanted one, and the new one just came out that's waterproof. He surfs. She's like, Sheena, no. Like, you can't do that.
I don't even know. How much is an Apple Watch?
It was like $1,000.
Oh, it's that expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even have one.
Yeah.
I can, like, imagine Brittany being so supportive of this, though.
No, like, but she was just like, it's early. Like, don't, like, it's $1,000. Like, you just started dating this guy. Like, don't spend $1,000 on
y'all, him. Y'all have been dating that long.
And I was just like, see,
excuse me, wait. She moved across the country after meeting Jax one time.
Very true. Very true.
But also, what was she leaving? I mean, she was very young and she worked at Hooters and she steps into like the funnest crowd ever.
Yeah, that's true.
And besides Jax, you guys were all so sweet and good friends.
Oh, we
for
loved her.
Yeah. Like, every time I'd watch it and every time I'd interview any of you guys, I'd be like, before I met her,
yeah,
I was like, come on. She can't be this flawless of a friend. And everyone's like, no, she really is that much of a delight.
Yeah.
You know, then when I got to know her, I was like, no, this chick is this happy all the time.
Yeah.
So even though she
said no and I wanted her to tell me no, I was like, you know what? It's only $1,000. Like, I'm just going to do it. And I did. I bought it for him. And then when he opened it, he was just like, no, no, no. Like, this is too much. Like, I can't accept this. And I was like, well, just accept it. Like, I know you want it. I know you can't afford it. I already bought it for you. Just, like, enjoy it. And then, like, a week later, we were done.
I wonder if that scared him off.
It could have, like, as much as I told him. He couldn't.
Yeah.
And Adam was still lingering around. And I still had major feelings for Adam, as much as I wanted to deny it. It wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
Like, I think he knew he was a rebound.
I think a gift from the right person, you'll be thrilled no matter what when you're ready for it, like thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And then a gift that comes too early, and especially with it being a woman who's older, a TV star.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might have been some of his insecurity there with that. But we've all like had a guy take us on a date or something, and he brings some flowers, and we're like, you want to die. But
we say we want it, and then when we get it, we're like, oh my God, how gross.
Right?
Yeah. But then when it has been a relationship and somebody if your boyfriend came back from doing his errand and was like, I just saw this for you and he just had like some cute little flowers. Like, we'd all
She's still waiting.
Die.
I'm still waiting.
No, we'd all die. But if it was some guy that you had gone on two dates with and you wasn't sure if you liked him.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not sure and then it comes, you are like,
oh. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So with Brock, he has now taken on from everyone else that I've spoiled. I'm like, well, you know what? I like you and we're going to date, but you don't get any presents. Perfect. So like in the last year, there's very few things I've got him. Like I did get him the new AirPods for Christmas because it's very on brand of me to gift Apple products apparently for the men I date. Rob got an iPad. Max got an Apple Watch.
Like, oh my God. I started to work you. Like, wouldn't it be great to work them in as a sponsor?
Oh, yes. So bad. Yeah. But yeah, so with Brock, like recently, yeah. he made a comment that he wanted a squatty potty. Those are like, what, $25?
Right.
So I ordered one on Amazon and then it came and he saw a box. He's like, oh, open your package. And I was like, no, it's actually for you. He's like, oh, it had your name on it. I'm like, I got your present. He's like, why? I thought we don't do presents. Like, no. And I was like, just open it. And so like, there's little things like that that I'll listen to.
That's the first but, romantic
oh,
gift.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, was that was just potty. Recently. Yeah,
that would be amazing.
No, I mean, I got him AirPods. And then, like, I got him a new wallet recently because he lost his wallet, but I didn't replace the Louis Vuitton wallet he got. I ordered it on Amazon, but I still got him a new wallet.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, little thoughtful things that I know he needs, whereas there are so many things that he's mentioned that normal Sheena would already be looking it up, texting my sister, being like, get my Amex from mom, order this. Like, I need it shipped immediately.
Why does your mom have your Amex?
She works for me, technically.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, my business. My business
Amex. I didn't
Amex.
Know if you couldn't control yourself. And no. So you were like, mom, hold my card.
She's telling her you get work
from me. Yes.
No, okay. She has an account okay, on yeah. my card. So yeah. like if it's like medical bills and things right, that right. I don't like paying, yeah. she has a yeah. card for that. But before, like I would always have my sister do that for me. Like yeah. when Rob drowned his drone in the middle of the Big Bear Lake, I was still on the boat texting my sister being like, you got to order another one. We need it there by Tuesday. And it was just like.
And did it come?
And it came. And he accepted it. He accepted all of my presents.
How much was that drone?
It was like $1,200. And that was the second one I bought him.
So the first one fell in the water?
He drowned it. Yes.
And you got him another.
I know. What is wrong with me?
That's it. I'm telling Erica to cut you off.
I learned my lesson.
To take that credit card, and she cannot let you use it again.
Remember when he did my podcast and I called you after?
On his birthday? Yes. And you call, I can picture exactly where I was standing in my Vegas apartment
yes.
when you called me. And I was like, why? Why?
I'm like, he reached out.
Thirsty motherfucker.
And then I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I'm like, I think he's really into you. I think this could work out. And she's like, no, I'm single as fuck. Told her, fuck. I was like, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry. He just like, but he's very charming. So to me, being friendly with you, he was very endearing, and you're like, oh.
That's his act.
Maybe this was a misunderstanding, and maybe da-da-da-da, maybe. Remember, I was like, yeah. I think he totally wants you back.
Well, later that year, we low-key rekindled for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then it just, he believed something that one of his friends said, which was, his friend said something in the wrong way. Like, he made it sound like I was trying to hook up with him. When we were in Vegas, I had, like, invited him over after, because him and his parents came
after
to my
show. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we grabbed a bite to eat, and I was like, you know, if you guys want to come over, like, his parents were there. And I guess he overheard his friend saying, like, oh yeah, Sheena asked me to come over and thought I was trying to hook up with his friend. I'm like, first of all, that's not the friend I would be trying to hook up with. It would be the other one who's my type, which didn't happen either. But he just completely, like, shut down and was like, I'm done with you forever, like, blah, blah. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Good riddance. And I was so glad, though, in hindsight, that that did happen that way, because I was slowly
getting sucked
back in.
Yeah.
And, ugh.
Enough about Rob.
Anyways,
let's get back to Max. So speaking of, like, Max and everyone who's been recently fired from VPR,
yeah.
What is your take on all of this, and where do you see the future of VPR going?
Well, I mean, I love the people on it. So, you know, I understand, you know, the show started around the restaurants and everything. But I think, you know, it'd be a shame to get rid of, you know, the people that what we want to follow. Like Sheena, like Jax and Brittany. Like, I find them very entertaining to watch. I want to know about your life. I want to know about Lala's and, you know, the Toms. They do have the restaurants. So I think they'll definitely be featured. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just them trying to kind of figure out how
to integrate.
Yes. Like, you know, what you're coming there for or whatever. I don't know. And then, of course, we're going to have to see new people. But I think the new people integration just has to be, organic?
Yeah, it has to be organic.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing is Max was organic. The rest were like, it was just like as if they were like picked out of a casting book. You know,
yeah.
They had no relationship with any of us. What, Dana was the girl at the hotel a year ago who never kept in touch with anyone and then works at the restaurant. It was like Max was the only one who organically fit in. And I
yeah.
think if we can organically bring in some people who do work at Sir or at Tom Tom, that could totally work. Like Brett Kenyon, Jesse Montana. You know, why do we not have a gay guy on the show?
Absolutely.
Think they would be great additions. And they're already friends with the majority of the cast.
Yeah. Then, I mean, then if you guys want, you would go on a trip together and you
yeah.
would all be there right. for a baby shower or whatever, you know, like that kind of stuff. But if, I mean, I guess you guys don't know or you do know or you
no.
can't say.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why I'm living in San Diego right now because I don't have anything going on here right now. Like the
yeah.
restaurant just opened back up.
Yes,
I was there
that's
last
so good
week.
That finally that opened.
Yeah.
They have the big gardens and stuff. And they say that they're going to start opening inside now, like in the next couple weeks in LA, 20 or 25% or 50% or something. So I think it'll definitely
gotcha.
Be back and running in like.
Okay,
because
what I heard
hopefully.
Was they were going to start shutting down parts of the streets like they do in San Diego, so there's more room for outdoor dining
oh,
in West
yeah.
Hollywood. I don't
yeah.
know if that was like passed or whatever
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I mean, they really just need to open up. They really
that,
need to
yeah.
just open up because it's going to start getting cooler, and that's
yeah.
like, you know, so.
True.
But hopefully at least half the restaurants mm-hmm. then can open, you know. There was that little bit where it was open like right before it got
right.
crazy again. And it was kind of awesome because it's like you had to make a reservation, but then when you got there, it wasn't crowded.
Yeah.
yeah.
But there were still people out ready to have, it was like
mm-hmm.
the best of both worlds. And there was no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like you're excited to see people. Then it went
no
to shit.
Traffic.
Now it's coming back again.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Oh, that's
but
what it
yeah.
is. No
yeah.
traffic.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'd be sad not to see everybody.
So and you definitely think the OGs need to stay. And then
yeah.
as far as new people, you think it just needs to be more organic.
And
so
I mean,
were you a fan of any of the new people?
I was a fan of any. I mean, who were the new people?
Charlie.
Well, that says everything.
Charlie. I think Charlie could be fun.
Charlie has so much more to offer. Like, I really hope that she can kind of come out of her shell
yeah.
more because I hang out with her like almost every week. She lives down in Carlsbad right now with
I mean,
her boyfriend.
She, see, and I thought she was. I called her Sheena Light before we
yes.
really
yes.
saw the Sheena Light that's in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that girl had a scratchy voice.
Yeah.
And kind of looked like you and kind of acted like you. Now, Charlie just, I felt, had like a similar kind of background and like vibe
totally.
About life. And I thought she was really cute. So, yeah, I would want to know more about her. Max, we got rid of the two guys, Max and
yeah.
the other one. I mean, the funniest thing I ever did, though, this year, one of my favorite videos was when I reenacted your music video with the Barbies.
Okay, I have a note about that, and I wanted to talk to you about that because that was so hilarious.
Like, that was one of my funnest things that I've ever done. So for people that don't know, I started doing, like, Bravo Barbie reenactments,
amazing.
Mostly Housewives, but I've done a few Vanderpump ones. And in doing this, I've had, like, Juicy Scoop fans send me a variety of Barbies. Some of the older Barbies like can move much more than you could get at Target, like wrists and stuff. So my Sheena doll that had lashes too,
oh,
okay,
oh, yeah.
like
authentic.
Totally like a this doll is probably like 25 years old, and she has legs that move and everything. So we did the whole video, and then Kelly, who produces my show and everything, and films everything, she's like does everything. We had like a close up on like smacking the ass and everything, and it was amazing. But I love that, like, when you see that or I let you know about it, you're
yeah.
like, I love it. It's hilarious. That's what's so great mm-hmm. about being a fan of these reality shows. And when I talk about them and do something like that, almost everybody like loves it, shares it, is flattered
yeah.
by it. You
I was
know,
wondering
so yeah.
that, like, if has anyone ever actually taken offense and gotten mad at you?
No, but there's some that won't like repost or share.
Mm.
And I know that they have to be aware of it. And then, like, I'm just kind of a little bit like, God, I mean, anyone that has a brain knows, like, this is, like, complete fan adoration. I've literally
right.
totally.
Had someone make the exact outfit for you. Like, I have a woman that sends it, Betsy. And I have so many dolls to choose now that I do like do their hair, or I buy a new one or something. I try to make them look as much as I can like the girl. So then sometimes when I do it funny and I don't ever make it mean. And so there's just been a few Bravo stars that never posted, never reposted. And I just kind of was like, I don't know if they're mad at me or they just don't want, you know, me to gain 10 more followers. I don't know.
Oh, I loved it.
But like, obviously I want people to see it and enjoy it. And obviously I do it so that I gain some more listeners or some more followers. So when the people that didn't do it, I am kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
So then those people I don't focus as much on. I'm like, because I'm like, I know like Lisa Rinna will repost it and Kyle will repost it and they get excited and they like it and they're flattered by it. And you guys are too. So
No,
but that was the best one.
So good.
The music video was the best. And then him acting like he was being...
He was so uncomfortable.
Acting like he was like being molested, like acting like he was confessing like an altar boy to the Catholic Church.
Like, who's grabbing whose ass here? Like I was uncomfortable. And then I have to see my jiggly, non-squatted ass literally on the big screen. That wasn't fun. That footage also was not supposed to be sent to production. It was not Sheena approved.
I was not happy about that.
Because
that was your cameras, right?
Yes. And he was like, he's like, oh, don't worry, I didn't send any of the audio because I was like worried about certain things. Like, we were having like Janet and Brett and like a few people were there and there were like side conversations going on that like clearly like we're not filming. Like there are private things still that I've talked about off camera, and especially with people who aren't on the show.
Right.
So I was like, make sure, you know, like before you send anything, there's no like audio or anything.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, don't worry. He's like, it's fully edited. Like, everything's good. And then I see, and I was like, you sent them all the raw footage? Like, because we hadn't intercut the dance portions yet. So it was just like, I had to look over that and be like, okay, cut the jiggly ass out, cut the smack out, cut this. I wanted it to look sexy, not be a joke. And then it's a joke. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm making money on it.
Yeah. And sorry, but the jiggly ass was like my favorite part. Oh, so well, I'm glad it was left.
We cut that part out of the main video. But anyways, who's your favorite Bravo Leb to do an impersonation of? And Jamie wants you to do one of me.
Oh, God. I don't really do you, though.
Really?
I just realized I've never really... The only people from Vanderpump that I really do is Lisa and Brittany, just because they're easy to do because they have accents. So anyone with an accent is a little easier. So I love doing Dorit. I love doing Ramona. So who do you want?
Ooh.
Or you want both?
Let's do LVP.
Yeah, do a Lisa.
So you got a little podcast studio here. Oh, Sheena, yeah, you look great. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the show. I mean, I've got so much going on. I've got Vanderpump. I've got Pandora. I've got Harrison. I've got Ken. I've got the ponies. And, you know, I want the restaurants to be safe. And of course I adore Sheena, but, you know, I'd like to see her beautiful face, but there's a lot of beautiful faces.
Bravo.
I love it.
And Dorit, I love Dorit. And I love Ramona Singer's my other favorite, where she's like, you know what? It's really upsetting that, you know, Dorinda's no longer on the show, but I have to tell you, it's like, you know, she really went after me, you know, and she was like literally spitting in my face. And I was like, you know what, Dorinda, you've had a lot to drink. And you know, I don't really think Lou has an alcohol problem. I actually think Dorinda does. Really?
How do you do that? Like, do you sit there and do you watch footage of them over and over again and try to like study their mannerisms, or does it just kind of like come naturally?
It kind of comes naturally to me. And then sometimes I don't even know that I like have someone, and then I'll just start talking about a show and then it'll kind of come to me. And then I'm like, oh, I can actually do Colty's mom, Deb, on 90 Day Fiance. I don't really thought to do her. But like all of a sudden I could like just get her voice down, and then. But no, it's not like I can do everybody. Like I said, I've never tried to do Sheena.
What if you tried right now to do Sheena?
Give me like a topic. Give me a weird topic. And let me see. Because I'm mostly what I like about my impressions, because there are a lot of people that do impressions and some people can do a voice or something better. But what I like to do is kind of figure out the character's point of view. Mm-hmm. And then like I'll say, give me a topic. And then I'm going to talk about what I think Sheena would be doing. So give me just some random.
Okay, well, she
thing.
Said Rob. So Rob hanging a TV in under 7 seconds.
7 minutes.
This isn't going to be good. That's okay, especially with the person right here. Okay, let me explain a little bit about Rob doing this. It didn't exactly take 7 seconds, okay? It maybe took eight, but look, I was just trying to be nice to the guy. You know, he really wasn't that great. I didn't really like him that much. I mean, we were having fun. I was trying to be supportive. I was like, wow, you really hung that good. But when I think about it, when I actually think about it, it was 7:04 when it started. And then I looked down and it was 7:32, but I just was like, wanted to brag about him. Like, I wanted to be happy about being in a relationship. Like, I wanted my friends to be happy. Like, I'm no longer, you know, Mrs. Shay. And I just wanted people to be like, yeah, you met somebody great who actually has some talents, like hanging pictures, and the next thing I know, it's 7 minute Rob.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's but I don't have like the spot. I don't have like the voice exactly right, but yeah, like it's more like I like to almost write what someone might say, and that's like the more fun part for me.
Yes,
yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Is it true that you won't stay at a hotel unless they have the Bravo channel?
I definitely call and ask now.
I love that.
I call and ask, especially because, you know, in doing stand-up before COVID, I would be in a place sometimes 3-4 nights, mm-hmm, like a Thursday to a Sunday, or you mostly, not more than 3 Friday. So I really just like, you know, staying all day and like watching TV, or if I come home Thursday night, I want to watch what I missed, you know. And I hate the Saturday dry bar movies. I call them dry bar movies.
Oh, yes, they are. They're dry bar movies.
Meaning, like, you go to the dry bar and they play those shitty mid-2000 romantic mm-hmm comedies. I'm so sick of them. They're all in New York. Everyone's living beyond their means. And the 30-year-old can't find a husband because she's too involved with her job. Like, I just hate all of it. So, but yes, I do check now, because it's so disappointing if yeah I go and the channel is not there.
My go-to is usually Forensic Files, and that's in every hotel, every minute of every day.
Also, American Greed. I seem to watch that a lot when I'm on the road.
Okay.
That's, I think, like ID Network or something. Yeah. Like, those are one of those that like, keep going like all day Saturday as I'm like getting ready to go do my show.
Yeah.
She's alone, though, in like Jacksonville, Florida. So yeah. I don't know if you want to watch Forensic
Jacksonville
Files.
Yes. That's true.
I try to go to better places. Yeah. I'm very picky now. And actually, the next show that I'm doing my first show
Arizona
since March in Arizona. And I am really like in discovering how everyone is like realizing like who's important in their life, what's important in their life during this time. Mm-hmm. When the opportunity came up, I'm like, okay, well, Arizona is doing really well with COVID and everything. And it is like half the amount of people, and there's no meet and greets, and it's only one show. And I'm like, okay. But I'm like staying at a gorgeous resort in Scottsdale. My sister's joining me. My other friend from North Carolina are joining me. My other friend lives there. I don't have a show Halloween night Saturday. I'm staying. We're getting to eat like at a beautiful restaurant because Halloween's canceled here anyway. Who cares? So it's like as I'm choosing the places, I'm being way more selective. And I have a girl that opens for me that I'm friendly with. I started that a little before COVID, or I stay with Jill Zarin, or like, mm-hmm, I can't just go and be alone in a hotel anymore. Yeah. It's too depressing. It's not worth it to me.
Totally.
So I do pick the better cities, and then I try to make the weekend fun.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We both recently watched your new stand-up special.
Thank you. Absolutely loved it. I thought
the cheap sun stuff was, I mean, the whole thing was funny. But the cheap sun and, like, the ice cream man, because the ice cream man comes by my house every day, so now I just think of your joke every time I hear the ice cream man. Like, we have ice cream. Like,
100%. Everything in that happened. Kids have said it. It's true. Like, I mean, it's just, that's our life.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a Groupon whore. So I relate to your husband with finding deals. I love that.
Everything like the Costco, returning stuff. Right now we have this big massage chair. I mean, I will not be surprised if like that goes back in like six months when we're over it. I swear to God. I would never, but that, I'm like, okay, I don't return. They like to return. But but I like it, so I don't want it to be returned.
That's awesome.
So if everything actually happened, do you get caught in lies when you kind of retell the stories, like with the car accident, how you kind of hid that it was your fault and then you put it in
your stand-up? The way the car accident, so people have to watch the special, but that is when my husband found out the truth, is he came to a show and I had worked it into like a really funny bit.
Surprise.
And then I was like, surprise. And he's like, I knew it. You know, like I knew it. But that has kind of been the thing that's kept us going. Because I just remember my stepdaughter, like maybe 5 years ago, we're just having dinner, and she's just like quiet, and she's a film student, and she's coming into her own now, and she's really great. I've never enjoyed her more. But she's just one of those people that I realized, oh, she's that smart kid that's just, like, observing, you know? And she's all, mom's mad now, but then she'll put in her act. Then she'll put in her act, it'll be okay. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's right. And so many times I'm so – there have been times where I'm so mad, and I'm like, if there were cameras here, everyone would be on my side. Like, this is awful. And then, like – later on, or I tell it a few times or something, and then it starts to be funny, and then I go, oh, wait a minute, you know. And then what's great about sharing so much about my marriage and my family is that so many people come after and they're like, oh my God, we're married to the same person, we have the same issues. And then it makes me go, okay, maybe I'm like keeping families together, because we all kind of realize, okay, it's not like, this is everybody. Yeah, this is, you know, and you got to make light of it. You got to laugh at it. And if you bring your husband or have him watch it, then, like, you know, you guys can all agree.
I want to know, how did you meet the Kardashians? Was it through Bruce back in the day?
Kind of, in that, Caitlin at the time, Bruce at the time,
right,
was doing ice skating with celebrities,
okay,
which was a one season thing. And I was really friends with Jillian Barbary through my friend Liz.
Oh my God, she's the reason I studied broadcast journalism.
I was obsessed
with her.
And I remember, like, even before my friend Liz knew her well, and my friend Liz's husband worked on that show, I would watch that show and I'd be like, that is a girl I'd be friends with. So then Liz is like, oh, you know, Jillian's coming to the parties. This is years before. So then we became friendly, and then she did that, and they were like, oh, come, you want to come to a taping? And I'm pregnant with my son, who's now 14, almost 15, and went to the taping of the show, and I'm like, who are those dark-haired beauties over there? And they're like, oh, that's Kris Jenner. That's, you know, that's Bruce's wife and everything. And I was like, oh, isn't that interesting that they're all, like, dark hair? They're all eating all this candy, you know? And they're just bored eating all this candy. And I was like, ah. And so then when the show aired, then Kris was like, oh, invite your friends, Jillian. Like, then she and Jillian became friends. I'm going to have a viewing party. And that's, like, the first time I went to the house and then got to meet them. And then socially, then she had a baby store and I had babies. They had the Smooch store that she and Courtney ran.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just getting ready to start opening up Dash. So then during that whole time, I'm like, we're going to lunch. I'm seeing her. There's something. Oh, come over for Mother's Day. Bruce is going to barbecue. And it was just like, you know, I remember, like, Kim had just broken up with Ray J.
Yeah.
But she was still really friendly with Brandy.
Oh,
Brandy, the singer.
Yeah, right.
So, like, and Brandy was there. And at the time, Brandy had a daughter. Like, so they're, like, in the pool and, you know, and all that. And then the same summer that Chelsea Lately started is when their E! Show started.
Gotcha.
And so then it was really kind of nice that I was working on Chelsea Lately and I was friends with them and they were friends with me. So it's like anytime they're coming on the show or like we were like the first people to parody them and I played Chloe and Chelsea played Kim and we made her eyes brown and gave her an ass and Kris played herself.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like it was always like really fun. Then there was a period during that time that all of a sudden Chelsea decided she didn't like him. And then she liked him again at the end. So anyway, so they would always come on. And so I'd see them a lot. So the truth is, since the shows have ended, the first couple years out, we were still kind of friendly and I'd still see. But to be totally frank, like now it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you don't see someone and there's no need to see them and their kids are really little and mine are old and like, I mean, there was a time like I went to Mason's first birthday because my kids were still at an age that they wanted to be on like a carousel and like things like that. So then, you know, you make other friends, but it's all like good and
and
like respectful. And I just had Caitlin on the show and
I just listened to it. Yeah,
I just waited. Really I waited good. Really this long before I ever wanted to even make that happen because it wasn't comfortable in the beginning of her transition. And I know that they're all in such a good place now. Mm-hmm. And I knew the kind of interview I'd conduct. And I never wanted anything to be like negative towards them because I think they're all great and
they're
fascinating
amazing.
And fun. And so many things that they paved the way for all of us social media wise to make money at. I mean, they were really like the first people to like really utilize like Instagram and all that stuff in a way that no one thought. Absolutely. You know, so it's all good. But that's how it began. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all way back when. Yeah.
I can't believe it went back that far. Yeah. I had no idea.
I literally was so obsessed with Jillian Barbary. Like, I would wake up early just to watch the news to see her. It was her and Maria Menounos were, like, the two reasons I really wanted to get into broadcast journalism. Yeah. They were, like, my idols.
Yes, and because they were fun and they weren't, like, so stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that. Yeah. Who would you say has been your juiciest interview?
Oh, my God.
Because you've had so many. Is there one that, like, really stands out that you got, like, the juicy scoop?
I mean, the one that people would talk about for a long time was when I had Corey Feldman come on.
Really?
Like, 3 years ago. Okay. And just so odd. Like, he was just so odd. And he brought, like, an angel with him from that. This is before the band went on tour. Mm-hmm. And then since then, those girls have, like, turned on him. Like, there's just a lot. And I was trying to, like, be friendly. And like, it was actually, like, difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, Heather, you know, like, saying, like, so that one was just kind of weird. God, there's just been so many times, like, there's been times where I have someone come on and I go, I don't think this is going to be that juicy. You know, I'm like, oh, I wonder what. And then I'll just ask something that I didn't even plan on asking. Yeah. Like, I had Chaz Dean on from When Hair, and I was like, I love him and he's so sweet. And I go, okay, well, you've got the hair products, but I'm like, I was kind of like, I don't know how much. So then I go, now Chaz Dean can't be your real name. Like, how did you come up with this, like, killer stage name? And then he goes on to tell this amazing story of how he was adopted, how he found his birth parents, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, 35 minutes later, it was like inspirational at the end and like everything. So, you know, that's the thing. Like, sometimes I just don't, right. I don't know, or I think something's going to be like short or whatever. And it turns out to be great. So I'm always like kind of surprised. I'm always like actually more pleasantly surprised that, I mean, Denise's was really good back when I had her before all this stuff went down. A really good one was Kyle from like 3 years ago, just because she just was like so comfortable and shared so much about her life and good marriage tips and stuff. And yeah.
You definitely have a way of getting things out of people, I know, from being interviewed by you. Where it's like something that I didn't want to talk about. And I'm like, well, since you just bluntly asked me, I guess
yours was really good. Because when you came on, you were recently, like, or we'd just seen on the show that you're ending it with your husband. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, well, it was a starter marriage. And you're oh, what's that? And then you went on another show and someone goes, Sheena just said that you gave her the idea of what a starter marriage. I'm like, well, I didn't give her the idea. There's actually a book called The Starter mm-hmm. Marriage, yeah. But it was like exactly what she had. A very short marriage, like under 3 years and no kids.
Yeah.
That's why I love having people on sometimes when they're a little bit even new to like reality and mm-hmm. stuff, because they are like, you know, so raw. And sometimes people that I like that person. And then they'll say, oh my God, I didn't know that they did this. And they had this interesting life that before they got there. So I'm always like trying to find what is like the juicy, interesting thing you haven't shared. Yeah. And then once I've had like people on a couple times, unfortunately, sometimes with Bravo now, they're so like strict about what they can do. And, you know, and I'm kind of like, hey, I don't want to get you in trouble. Like, you want to do the show? Great. They can have it before. I'm not trying to get some salacious like headline out of you or have you, you know, have a stomach ache at night. Like, you want something cut out, tell me you want something cut out. But I'd love to have you on. And then I just kind of like leave it at that. So I don't know.
Is there someone that you've been wanting to get on your show that you haven't yet?
I mean, I'd love to get Mariah Carey. I want to read that juicy book this weekend.
Ooh.
I mean, I've always, as a kid, was like, one day I'll interview Madonna.
Yes.
So that's never happened, obviously. I think Madonna would be amazing.
Does she even do interviews?
I don't really think she does. And I don't know where her head is right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's a little odd right now. But like, if I could just get the Madonna that's just like, I'm like, girl, tell me when you did Hindu cowboy theme. But I remember she went to so many themes and
so many.
Being English and married to Guy Ritchie. Like, I just, you know, the personal trainer dad, the adopted kid. Like, there's so much that I would like be like, give it to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't really know her.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why she's become such an icon. Mm-hmm. Like, because she wasn't giving all those interviews. She was always like kind of guarded. Like, she'd do like an Oprah like once in a while. And then that was it. So I don't really feel like we really know her.
She's kept the mystery.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
I listened to your latest episode with Perez Hilton on The Drive Up.
Oh, good.
That was so good. I want to get him back on my show because I feel like I'm one of the people he talked about in part of your interview where I did kind of give him shit in the beginning.
Oh, really?
And I pulled up a photo that he had literally drizzled cum on my face in his John Mayer 2008 days. And I was kind of joking with him, but then the feedback, it was like, why are you being rude to your guests? And so I was like, oh my God,
Wait, so he came on the show and you confronted him with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I felt really bad after because then he went on his podcast and talked about it and I think was a little offended. And I'm like,
because it was this is already new nice Perez when he came on. Right.
But okay. I was like, I got to ask you about the Britney Spears stuff and then things about that he had said about me way before Vanderpump Rules and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it came full circle and I said how much I appreciated all the nice things that he said about me recently. And I thought it was great, but I was just kind of giving him a little shit. But that's something I've never done with the guest before. But Ariana, I swear, she was really egging me on. She's like, you got to ask him about the Britney Spears stuff. Ask this, ask that. And I was like, okay, because he had sold some fucked up t-shirts about her.
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to ask him. But then I felt bad because I was like, I don't want to offend my guests. I want them to want to come back again. Yeah. And so when I was listening to yours, it was such a good interview. It makes me want to text him and be like, hey, will you come back and do my show again? Because I feel bad and I feel like I just want to apologize if he did feel that way because that's never my intention when I bring on a guest and it's the only one I can think of.
All the people I think he can
but
take
that's
it.
What I'm saying. I'm
and I'm sure he's going to be fine. And the truth is that last night I had him call me because I was like, oh, I forgot this one thing I wanted to ask about. And so I asked him, I go, do you remember when you wrote this article about me, but it wasn't really about me. It was this other thing. And he had no recollection of it at all. Hmm. And it wasn't that bad and it wasn't that big of a story. But I'm like, yeah, how would you remember everything?
Right.
You've been doing this for, so long and whatever. So I think so much of it is like that. He probably didn't even remember that.
Yeah. His John Mayer story was quite interesting.
So good.
You have,
I'll have to listen.
Well, we'll just say it or let's talk about it. Yeah. What do you think of that? You've dated
I'll
guys.
I'll say mine
and
from
stuff.
My book, what I think about that.
Okay. Basically, it's a story that has been confirmed by John Mayer himself. So we can talk about it, but it's also in his book that he was at a nightclub. And John Mayer was dating Jessica Simpson at the time, and they were all hanging out at a club, I assume, on the couches.
Right.
And John was really oh, I'm a big fan. Nice to meet you, Perez, blah, blah, blah. And then he's just I love gay porn, and my favorite gay porn star is blah, blah, blah. He knew details of stuff.
Well, John said this
to Perez. Yes. And then after talking for a while, he leaned in and started kissing Perez, making out with him.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Jessica Simpson, according to Perez, started to rub John's dick over the jeans.
Okay, so I can't say I'm surprised about John doing that because we have some insider information on that.
Okay.
But I'm more surprised at Jessica's reaction to it.
I'm kind of not, because if you read her book, I think she kind of had a sexual awakening after leaving the husband, being that she was a virgin when she married the husband. And I think she kind of was kind of feeling her oats, and she was also very intimidated by John. She thought he was so intelligent, and I think he knew that, and I think he kind of manipulated her and he stressed her out a little bit. She'd write in the book she was scared about, if she sent him a text, she made sure it was grammatically correct because he'd be kind of critical of that. And so I think,
I mean, he knew what he was getting into with her.
Yeah, and she might have knew that's what he was into. And maybe that kind of, it seemed so taboo maybe to this new sexual relationship for her. So I think she just went with it. But then when he's telling me the whole story, I'm like, God, I'm kind of surprised he's telling the story, blah, blah, blah. But then John Mayer had this stint of doing stand-up all the time. And he told the story on stage at the Improv. And he basically said, I wanted to out Perez. So he meaning it doesn't make any sense. But he was trying to say I wanted Perez to know what it felt like. I still doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
to
make
me.
Any
but
sense.
But whatever,
he's
it's been said and, it's,
in a way,
and it happened. And look, I think it's just interesting. I think people more and more can be you know, a little bit bi or kiss and make out and, you know, and it really doesn't mean anything and it shouldn't be labeled. So it's like, hey, whatever.
So I want to start doing a new thing where we wrap up every show with reviews. We're going to read a negative review and a positive review. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you a question because a question that came in I thought was for me, but it was for you.
Okay.
And I get the same thing. So I want your advice as someone who has a successful podcast. And I want to know if this is feedback you get often, that you cut off your guests or don't let them finish talking. Is that something that people say to you often?
Well, I've been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah.
And definitely that was the biggest criticism I got the first couple years. I've worked really hard on it. I probably still do it. I probably will continue to still do it. Sometimes in my defense, it happens because I want to get to the juicier part of the story and I'm going to help this person along with their storytelling.
Yeah.
Other times I've listened back and I'm like, fuck Heather, you know, you didn't let, she was just about to get to something and you got so excited. So it is really hard. This isn't like a CNN interview. It is a conversation. It does happen. But it's definitely something that with me, I've improved, and people have literally wrote me and said it's really improved. But occasionally I will still get that. Occasionally I'll still catch up myself.
Yeah, it was one of the questions on my Instagram. It was like, why do you always cut off your guests? And then it said in parentheses, for Heather. I was like, oh, I thought that was for me because that's what I always get.
So
I was like, I wanted to ask if you, like, what would your advice be for me? Because I am trying to, when I do these interview ones, be better at just listening and waiting until it's my turn to talk. But then there's sometimes where today, as you see, I brought a pen and paper because I'm like, if you're saying something, I'm listening, but I want to write down a note really quick because I don't want to interrupt you, but I have a point that I want to make. And the point of podcasts, it's conversational, you know, like you give and take. It's you put your input into someone else's story as well. And I think that's what makes them interesting. But is there any advice that you would have for me?
I mean, I think that's great advice. I think it's good to be conscious of it. I mean, the other thing is you can tell your editor, like, if I do it, try to cut it out a little bit, or if it's not a necessary thing, cut it out. So maybe I'm only interrupting three times or, you know what? It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. And people are going to, like, if that's their thing, they're going to, like, love, you know, like one thing and the criticism I get a lot is I fuck up names. I mispronounce stuff. And oftentimes it's like because I was planning on talking about something, but then I'll be like, and what was that girl? Anyway, her name was Giselle. No, it was Garcelle or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll tell a whole little story. Everybody driving, listening to me knows what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, do your research. And I'm like, well, first of all, the research is me. I don't have a staff of 100 people. I'm not the Drew Barrymore talk show. I don't have notes and meetings before I go in. And I wasn't even planning on talking about this. And it popped into my head. So guess what? I don't know.
Yeah.
So now knowing that, I go, you guys know I mispronounce shit. I, you know, I forget names or I screw up a name. And that's my charm. I'm kind of old. It's probably not going to get that much better.
You're owning it. Like
but
Lisa
I mean,
Anna.
But this is the entertainment. And I and then there's been other times where I get criticism and I say, you know what? There are thousands of other podcasts. I suggest you listen to those because I'm just like, but honestly, what you should just do is go, thank you. I'll do my best.
Yeah.
If they write you like an email.
Okay.
It's probably better not to go. There's thousands of other, like sometimes I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
But the most part is like, you know what? I hear you. I'm going to try. Like they just want to be heard. If they bother to write you an email, they want to be acknowledged, even if it's a rude, critical, mean thing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what that was my take on it. I think that they're leaving that bad review because they want it to be better or else they would just not listen anymore and move on.
I think some just hate me.
Some are definitely, hating troll people. Mm-hmm. And it's probably because you blocked them 2 years ago.
Right.
And they do not want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you in love. They don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see anything good happen to you. And late at night, they go and they look up your shit and they just, they hate you.
Rawr, one star review.
Yes.
All right, let's read one, Jamie.
Yeah.
Give me a one star.
Should we start with the pit or the peak?
Let's go negative and then end on a positive note. And Heather can tell everyone where to find her comedy special.
Yes.
Okay. Totally agree with most of the comments about her talking about herself. I'm always excited about the guests and boom, always goes back to her.
And that's when I say, I'm like, well, it is my show. It's Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. But because that is something that I got a lot before, we were talking about trying to get more of, and this is where I would love y'all's constructive criticism, if you can comment below on the photo on Instagram or video, where we start out every episode where it's like, you know, let's do a quick little catch up with me. I didn't do that today because I was excited to talk to you and the last 2 weeks have been about me. But where it's like a quick catch up, here's what's going on with Sheena. If you don't want to hear what's going on with me, then you just fast forward a little bit to hear the interview with the guest. And then we end with some reviews. So trying to get some more structure here at Shenanigans. I will take your guys' input. So as I say on my YouTube, comment below, let me know what other constructive criticism you have. And now to a positive one.
Okay. And let's get those stars up, people.
Yeah, please.
Okay, positive. Love this podcast. So much fun. Why does this show have such low stars? This podcast is so funny. It's hilarious. I love it. I look forward to it on my drive home from Goleta to Oxnard. Boy, I wish it was more frequent. Give a listen. 5 stars.
Aw, well, thank you.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And Heather, yours is more frequent. Yours is, you do 3 times a week?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Friday, every Friday, I have a special Patreon episode. So that's great. And that's kind of like the juicier stuff or the sometimes more personal stuff about my life or whatever.
Is that just you on the Patreon or do you have guests?
That's always just me.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea.
And then, and sometimes if it's something like that I cut out of an interview, I might throw it on there. But 90%, that's just me. And then I have like other levels of even like juicier stuff. And
so that's the good stuff.
Yes. It's all,
gotcha.
You know, but it's all good. You know, I may always make sure that the 2 shows that are free are always great too, because I understand, you know, like not everyone wants to do that. So yeah, so it's basically 2 to 3 times a week, always Tuesdays and Thursdays. And my comedy special, thank you so much for watching and sharing.
I loved it.
I'm really proud of it because I had to self-produce it myself.
Good
it's my
you.
Second special. My first special I made no money on. So this one I decided to produce myself. Also, nobody else wanted it, but that's okay because that's the way us girls have to do shit, right? So, but it's gotten, talk about amazing reviews. Like nobody has as many reviews as I, 5-star on Amazon Video Direct. And you can rent it for just $3.99. You can buy it for a couple dollars more. I've never received such great comments, not my books, podcasts, everything. It's like been great. And I was really, I'm so glad. And I put it out during the pandemic because people can't see comedy. And it probably wasn't that ideal because it's not like I have like a big tour coming up. So watch it with your husband, boyfriend.
Brock loved it.
And yes. I love the response. So that's everything. Everything's at heathermcdonald.net. And my social is, you know, at Heather McDonald everywhere.
Love it. And I will post a swipe up to the comedy special as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Sheena Shea. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.